Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, got a little bit different of an audio teaching. Not so much a teaching, but an illustration today. I'm calling it Why Van Dwelling is Like the Biblical Christian Faith. Sister Debbie and I were talking, as we're into this many years now, why we like the van life so much. Oh, there's so many trials to it, so many struggles, so many tribulations, but there's a lot of benefits to it too. And so we were asking, why do we like it so much? And I sat down and came up with a list, and I thought it would be edifying to other saints that might scratch their head and wonder, well, why do they do what they do? This will give you a little idea into our life and how we view it. And it's not for everyone. We don't expect everyone to do it. But we just want to share some of the qualities that this van life brings to a biblical Christian life, or similar to a biblical Christian life. Let's go right to it, okay? How about it sets you apart from the world, living differently? 1 Peter 1:15 tells us to be holy, be set apart. How about you're always on the move? Yep, you're always on the move in van life. Luke 9, verse 5. Jesus says, shake the dust off your feet and move on. How about it's a solitary lifestyle? Romans 11:3, Paul talked about the prophet that said, hey God, I'm alone, where is everybody? Van life can be very solitary, let alone there's so few true saints out in the world anyway. How about it focuses you to root yourself in Christ, not in a place? Go read John 15. He's the vine. Where the branches, you know, when we get to the homestead, which we're hardly ever there, it's kind of just an investment for us and a shelter for other saints if they need it. We start putting roots down there, and it's different than van life. You get settled in, you get comfortable. Yeah, it's different. How about this? Van life causes you to be humble. Go read Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. Jesus says, humbleness is a good quality. That's lowly. You know, people sometimes think that we're like beggars, that we're drifters. They'll call us homeless because we don't live in a home. What, our van is our home, right? On the road. It humbles you, especially when you dress biblical and you're not into pride and vanity. How about you're very misunderstood in van life? 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing. Yeah, people don't understand why we do what we do. They're looking at everything temporal we're living and looking at the eternal. How about it makes you see that you're not of this world? You know, this constantly moving around, never being in one place, not having peace and safety anywhere for very long. John 17, Jesus says, I'm not of the world. My people are not of the world. How about causes you to kill your flesh? Yeah, when you live in a van with two people, tiny spaces, yep, lots of trials, lots of obstacles to overcome. Oh yeah, it causes you to kill your flesh. Romans 8 says you cannot please God in the flesh, so that's a good thing. How about there's so few of us out here? Go read Matthew 7. And Jesus says, few will find eternal life. Well, there's very few van dwellers, I can tell you. People say there's many of them, but we're out here and we see very few compared to the populace general. How about most who try it, in our experience, always turn back? Luke 13:24, Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try and they can't. You know, I don't know very many people that can make it in the van life, only because it causes a lot of trials, tribulation, but we think it's a great blessing. And a lot of people we've known that have tried it, they've turned away from it to go back to the ease of their old life. How about no lasting place to lay your head? Matthew 8:20, Jesus said, foxes have holes. Yeah, well, we do have a van to sleep in. But I tell you what, when you're out here in the world and you can only park in a place for so long, because we don't buy campgrounds, we try to be really frugal. That's another one coming up. You can't stay in free spots too long. You got to move on, get going. Yeah, so it really makes you think. How about you're persecuted and often run out of places for no reason? Yeah, go read Acts 5. The saints were persecuted. Yeah, that happens to us. They run us off for no reason. They see our gospel sign sometimes. Sometimes they make up false accusations and they'll run you off. I was street preaching not too long ago and some lady told the police I was chasing her and grabbing her. My wife never left my side. We never approached anyone like that. Yeah, the world hates the truth and they'll lie about it and you'll get run off for no reason. How about simplicity? 2 Corinthians 11:3. Paul talks about the simplicity that is in Christ. Oh, we love the simplicity of van life. It is so very freeing and it is so very uncomplicated. We really like that a lot. How about frugalness? Bare needs for living. 1 Timothy 6:8. Be happy with food and raiment. We don't have a lot of luxury in the van. We have bare necessity, bare needs. Whatever we get is usually functional and really useful. Yeah, we get a few little frills, like I just installed a handle on our door that helps us open and close our door. We open it and close it 50 times a day, and it's a lot easier on us as we get older. So there's a luxury, but it's not a lot. How about this one? Lack of luxury. Romans 12:2. Don't be conformed to the world. You know, I could have kept working. I'd had a lot more money. I could have bought a big house, nice cars, lots of toys. Lots of simplicity for Sister Debbie in the kitchen. Not so sure how that furthers the kingdom of God. Do you see what I'm saying? Why we like the van life and what it points us to. How about this one? You must be disciplined and organized. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to be approved. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be organized. You got to plan things out sometimes. Other times you just trust and be spirit-led, Romans 8. But you got to be disciplined, without a doubt, in this life. How about it takes endurance? Matthew 24. Jesus said, those who endure to the end will be saved. Yeah, this life as a Christian takes endurance. Yeah, it takes endurance in van life. You know, we just came out of a day where it rained 3 days straight. You can't get outside. You can't get dry. You just got to endure it. And it builds a strength in you. It builds a tenacity that me as a street preacher, I know I need. And Sister Debbie needs it. And I believe every Christian needs tenacity, endurance, strength, perseverance. This van life helps us do that. That's why we recommend it to so many people. How about you must trust in God for your safety? You know, we sleep in parking lots at night, pitch dark sometimes. We don't know who's around. Sometimes the areas aren't so good. You know what? I always sleep really good. You know why? I'm trusting in God. Whatever the Father allows to happen, it's His will and He allows it to happen and we'll deal with it. So far, we've rested in His protection and He's always given us that. Psalm 7:1 talks about resting and trusting in God. How about van life, like the Christian biblical life, teaches us patience and long-suffering. Colossians 3:12, we're told to be long-suffering. Oh, you need that in the van life. Bumping into each other, losing stuff, not knowing where you put stuff, don't have room to do things. Yeah, we got to be long-suffering with each other. It really helps us in our Christian walk when we live this life in the van life. We're seeing the great benefits of it. How about teaches us to be wise? Matthew 10, Jesus said, be wise as a serpent. Yeah, we got to be wise in how we do things. Where we fly signs, where we park, where we witness. If we go and street witness two places in a row, I gain enemies. They might be waiting for me the second day. Things like this. We must be wise and use wisdom. And the last one I got, I could probably come up with 50 more. Maybe I'll add to this over time. We are thankful for every small thing. I just mentioned a little handle. I got the idea. I found one really cheap in Walmart. Put it on the van and Sister Debbie's going, that is so awesome. It helps us get in and out. It helps us close the door. It was a simple around $10 addition to our van life. A very small thing. When we find food on sale for discount, Sometimes coupons, we get a lot of stuff free. We're thankful because it helps us save our money to keep us going down the road so we don't have to rely on other saints and be a burden so they can use their money to glorify God in whatever ministry they're in. And as I said, I could probably come up with 50 more, but I think that's a good start. So that's what we love about the van life. It brings out all these qualities in us that we need to be saints of God. Now, we don't have to live in the van life to be a saint of God, but I promise you something. Let me make a promise to you. Any of you that could do it, you know, even you with small children, you could pull an RV or you could drive a motorhome. You could buy them cheaper. If you ever want an adventure, you take a year off of your life. You could take 6 months. You could take 1 month. You could do it on weekends. And you go live the type of life of a van dweller and see all these qualities in you grow and be rooted up in you. As you kill your flesh, you put down the space and you change your lifestyle and you focus and you're out in the world and you're on ministry and you're giving out, pouring out to people rather indulging yourself in your yard. Now, I know what it's like. If I sit on the homestead, let me just be honest with you. We took, what, 3 or 4 weeks, rested up on the homestead. I always find stuff to do on the homestead. Weed whip, trim trees, cut firewood, fix projects, do this, do that. If I lived there, I'd keep finding more and more, and the ministry goes less and less. Now, you can be really disciplined, and I could do that too, and you could still do ministry while you live in one place, no doubt about it. But again, I challenge you, take weekends. Take your week-long vacation. Take a month-long. If you can afford it, take 6 months or a year. Go become a van dweller or an RV dweller. And I promise you that all of the qualities I mentioned and so many more will be propagated in you. And isn't that the goal in this life? To prepare us for ministry here, Ephesians 4, for preparing us for the work of the ministry. That's the purpose of the body. And then preparing us for eternal life to come with our Father. What is more important than that? 401ks, retirement plans, living by relatives that don't even love God. You test yourself. And if you need help in the van life and you want to try it, go to our don'tperish.com website, go to our teaching blog. We have a van dweller tip page. You can contact me. I'd be happy to help you with the things I've learned off the road. So I hope this has been edifying to you. Life, van dwelling, and the qualities it brings out in you and why it's so much like the biblical Christian life. One last thing. This is nothing like, you know, evangelical, Roman Catholic, all the denominations. Go to church for an hour. Go home. Do your own thing. Go maybe on Wednesday night. Come home. Do your own thing. Oh, it's just a little inconvenience. No, van life and in ministry, your total life is surrendered. And every minute you see, it's out there like a bare nerve out in the world. And you have to seek and find places of refuge. And you appreciate everything. And you see souls being lost. You see hundreds and thousands of people lost, being deceived. And it really does something deep in your soul. That's another one I should have added. Being out in the world and seeing people gives you compassion and mercy for the lost. And you want to bring them into the Father's house. I think I'll add that to the article that I'm going to put together on this. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Go to the teaching blog every day, pouring out for you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, test yourself to the gospel. Lift up this glorious Savior. And may God be praised.